Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Well, I'm just sitting here dreaming about a new ballpark for the White Sox in my old neighborhood in the southeast side of Chicago at somewhere around 95th Street. So,
is that how you interpret this week's news or report from The Athletic, Bruce, that Jerry Reinsdorf is in active discussions with a group led by Dave Stewart? Does that make you feel like they are going to be closer to selling the team and maybe potentially having the White Sox leave the city? Or do you think this is something related to their quest to build the ballpark at the 78?
Yeah, I think it's more of the latter, David. Honestly, you know, is it a ploy? I don't think it's a ploy. I think it's just, you know, it's good business to try to go out there and get the best deal you can in a new ballpark. I don't think there's anybody, well, I won't say that, but I will say there's, the majority of people believe that the White Sox Park, which is the fifth oldest in baseball, is antiquated, and that the area that it's in should be changed. And the White Sox should have the very best ballpark in the very best area with the best entertainment venue around it. I think that that is what 2025 and beyond is all about. And because the White Sox stink, and because Jerry Reinsdorf is being looked at as a guy that's trying to do something bad with the White Sox, I think it's hurting the idea that White Sox fans deserve to have the best ballpark, the best venue, and the best place.
Bruce, I feel like there's kind of this conversation right now that's very linear, right? It's either Jerry sells the team and they leave Chicago, or they stay here and Jerry's the owner and they build the new stadium. Do you see a scenario where Jerry maybe is open to selling the team, but they still stay in Chicago and build a new stadium?
Yeah, Ruthie, I mean, that's the idea, but, you know, it's kind of contrary, isn't it? I mean, okay, if you take Jerry out of the picture, are people in Chicago, the city of Chicago, the state of Illinois, the fans, are they okay with a new owner getting a new stadium? I think that's what you're hitting on, and I think that's a real fair question. In other words, is this just pushback against Jerry Reinsdorf at this point? Will a new owner be looked at differently in Chicago? But I can tell you this for almost 100%, and that is anybody that would buy the White Sox, the first thing you would hear out of that owner would be, we need a new ballpark. Mm. We can't stay where we're at. Attainable. You know, it's not where you need to have a ballpark now, where you want entertainment value around the ballpark. You want accessibility at night, and you want, you know, trains and all kinds of access coming into your ballpark, making it easier for the fan and more fun. And White Sox fans deserve that.
Do you think the White Sox are for sale, Bruce? Did we lose Bruce? We lost Bruce.
The suspense.
Oh, he just hung up on us. That's very possible. Maybe he didn't like the tone of the question.
The suspense.
I do wonder if the White Sox are indeed for sale. If you were going to sell the team, you would typically go about it in a way that would be open to other bidders. And I just don't know if that is the case with what we hear now or what we have learned this week. So I wonder, as we reconnect with Bruce, if he believes that the White Sox are for sale. Bruce?
Yeah.
Are the White Sox indeed for sale in your mind?
Are they for sale? I can't tell you that for sure. I can tell you that the White Sox are listening to proposals. I think that's the news, right? The news is that the White Sox for the first time are talking to prospective buyers about being able to sell the White Sox. Do you think it? Otherwise, you would just say, "Well, it's a ploy." Stewart and La Russa are friends of Reinsdorf. They're just using this for leverage to try to get the ballpark here. So, if you believe that part of it, okay. I think that Reinsdorf is listening to the Stewart group. I think he has to. Just like he had to think about moving the White Sox in 1987 and 1988 before they got the deal for the new ballpark, where it's at right now. It's business. Because the way the franchise is right now, and because the White Sox are, let's just give you a different scenario. Would the state of Illinois, the governor, the city of Chicago have a different take on Jerry Reinsdorf and his group asking for help for a new stadium if they were a better ball club?
Do you think the quality of the team has anything to do with the yeah. quest for a new the willingness for government's subsidies to be created and provided for the White Sox?
I think more importantly, the perception of the taxpayer and what they have right there is a concern. Okay, it's always a concern to the politicians of the perception of how they spend their money, the taxpayers' money. And right now, you know, the White Sox product is just not acceptable to the fans or to Jerry Reinsdorf and the people that he owns the team with. It's just not. It's a bad look right now because of the fact that they're not a very good baseball team. I think that has to go into the equation.
Is there a correlation in your mind, Bruce, between the quality of the club and a new stadium in terms of, you know, attracting free agents and making this a more desirable place to play? Or is this still Chicago?
Well, you know, again, it's a really good question, Ruthie. I think it's still Chicago. I don't think you're going to get the upper tier, but, you know, right now they're not going to be spending money on upper tier free agents. Okay. They're in survival mode right now. Their TV deal, just like all the RSNs in baseball right now, have fallen apart completely. They don't know, even though they started a new TV network with the Bulls and the Blackhawks, they still don't know what the revenues are going to be and how all the revenues are going to be taken in, how much money that'll be. Every RSN out there right now in baseball is concerned about losing anywhere from $40 to $70 million a year because of their RSNs being unstable. And that's the name of the game in baseball. You saw the Minnesota Twins go up for sale earlier in the week. This isn't going to be unique. You're going to see more baseball teams going up for sale because of the fact that the revenues from RSNs are so significant and so unpredictable right now.
Along those lines, Bruce, because of what you just said, is there a feeling around baseball, and as it pertains to the Sox, maybe to a lesser degree, but more so to the Cubs, that this offseason free agency will be very quiet and dormant because the prices that and the salaries that players will be seeking are not salaries that these teams losing money will be willing to pay?
Not for the big free agents, okay? And we saw that last year, didn't we, David? It's, you know, Corbin Burns is going to get 30 million times six or seven, right? He's the best pitcher out there. He's a difference maker. He could be for the Chicago Cubs the John Lester of 2025, right? So if the difference makers that are out there, free agent wise, are not going to have a problem. How many of those are out there? Maybe two or three tops. The rest of them might have trouble. So that's why the Cody Bellinger situation of him letting the Cubs know if he's going to be a free agent or not right after the World Series ends, he has to let them know if he's picking up the $30 million option. That's why I think it's so significant that from what I hear that he's going to definitely go to free agency and try the market, because the marketplace is really soft for offensive players and players who are versatile like Bellinger. Not that he had a great year last year, but the potential for him to be a difference maker is certainly still out there.
Bruce, if I can just change direction here for a minute, I really want to get your thoughts on the games last night and just the envy maybe we're feeling here in Chicago watching playoff baseball in other cities.
Well, what you're seeing is, even though the Guardians had huge home runs from guys that aren't household names, The household names and the stars are impacting all of these series dramatically. You know, you see the Dodgers stars, how they're impacting. You're seeing the Yankee stars that are starting to impact it again. You're seeing closing and great big arms, you know, being a factor in games being won and lost right now. So, you know, what are the White Sox and Cubs missing right now? They're missing stars. Okay, for the first time in a long time over the last year or two, maybe Bellinger had a star year in 2023. We're not seeing stars in either one of the ball clubs, and that is even in their down days. You know, back in the 90s and early 2000s, you always had a star or two on each team. I think that factor is there in the playoffs. I think it's missing for the Cubs, and eventually the White Sox are going to have to get to that as well.
Bruce, I look forward to Inside the Clubhouse 9 to 11 every Saturday morning. You and Ryan McGuffey back talking tomorrow, and there's plenty to discuss.
Lady and gentlemen, thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.